is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 1838, Brian L. White and Lisa D. White.
This application has been deferred since July the 8th of this year.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, this particular conditional use application was in my area, and I'm comfortable having reviewed the, having been at the public hearing and having reviewed the record and information provided to present a motion at this time.
All right, sir.
And Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1838 for Brian L. White and Lisa D. White for a well drilling business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact on traffic. Two, as stated by the applicants, most of the work associated with a conditional use occurs off-site. As a result, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the use will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or a community. Three, the use will provide a service to Sussex County residents that meets the need for well drilling services. Four, this use is an appropriate one within an agricultural and residential district. Five, the applicants reside on the premises and it will maintain a predominantly residential character and appearance. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the hours of operation shall be from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with the exception for emergencies. B, there shall be no signage on the site advertising the business. C, any security lighting shall be installed on the buildings and shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. D, the area for a dumpster shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways, and the location of the dumpster shall be shown on the final site plan. Any outside storage shall be limited to racks for piping and a concrete pad for the storage of sand. The location of the pipe racks and concrete pad shall be shown on the final site plan. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'll second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1838, Brian L. White and Lisa D. White, for the reasons and with the stipulation stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, let the record note that I abstained from voting. I did not attend the public hearing.
All right, sir. We thank you. The motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining.